Thank you, Master. There are so many things that are going on. There's so many things going on behind closed doors that if they were open, it'd blow you away. We can't keep up with the things that God's doing. You know, the mysteries of God mean that you don't know what's happening yet. It doesn't, so what's even though he's doing things, the mystery is you don't know how he's doing it. But he's doing it. Amen. That's the mystery. And in these mysteries right now, he's revealing bit by bit. But there's something that occurs, and there are cycles, things that are repeated. And there's cycles of seven I want to talk about tonight. Seven is the number that means complete and perfect, and eight is the number of new beginnings. And some of the things that God has revealed through his seven numbers. Now, ten, there are numbers, every number is an associated event. Just like there's seven feasts of the Lord that have specific events. God does specific things around his feast. Now, we don't know the perfect dates. Amen? We don't know the, but we know around dates. And we know that things are brought forth so that there would be signs and wonders so we could tell seasons and so forth of what's going on. We know the word tells us that in the last days that all kinds of things would be happening, like it'd be like the days of Noah, days of Sodom and Gomorrah, which we know that's happening right now. You got transgenders trying, they don't know who the heck they are, you know. They're trying to invoke all of these things on young children and so forth. They're trying to give them a choice of who you want to be, a male or female. That's demonic. That's evil. That's wicked. Talk about confusion. And God doesn't bring confusion. He's not the author of it. He's the author of peace, joy, and righteousness. Amen? And anything other than that is evil. You know, people compromise the area of what's evil. You and I are supposed to hate evil. We're not supposed to pet it. We're not supposed to compromise it. We're not supposed to justify it. What's evil is evil. Amen? What's righteousness is righteousness. And so many times we've lived in a world where we thought good was acceptable. But to God, good's not acceptable. Righteousness is acceptable. There's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Amen? But then there's the tree of life, which is righteousness. That makes it totally different. So the enemy plays games with individuals thinking that they're good. They're good people. I'm a good person. I don't do nothing wrong, man. I just, you know, lie. I cheat, fornicate. You know, but that ain't bad. Everybody does it. Well, let me tell you, you ain't going to heaven. You're a pure candidate for hell. Praise God. So in this, there's a difference between what the world represents and what God represents. And what might seem good to someone is evil to another person. So in this time of events and these cycles that's happening right now, God repeats things. Over, just like the ancestral curses come around every 3 to 4 generations. And if nobody repents for it, it recycles again. So these are things that we must repent for or they recycle. A generation is 70 years. Well, the number 7 times 10 is 70. That's considered a generation. And it recycles, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. So on the seventh day, it was the end of something. He completed something. Amen. Now, so many times we think that, you know, that the seventh day is Sunday or whatever, but actually, in true reality, the Sabbath is Friday night to Saturday. Amen. But God is the Lord, Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. So we no longer celebrate the day, we celebrate the Lord of the Sabbath. And the word Sabbath means rest. But, you know, you got the religious sect that says, man, if you don't go to church on Saturday, you're going to hell. Right. They go home and beat their kids up with the Bible, you know. But anyways, this is where it's important to have a relationship. It's not about laws and regulations. Why? Because the law's in you. The commandments are in you. You know what's right and wrong. Whether you choose to obey them is up to you or not. That's what's called is conviction. Conviction by the Spirit of the living God is saying, man, you ain't doing this right. Stop it. Amen? So if you're led by the Spirit of God, you're a son and daughter of God. So in this, he starts out with the seventh day is a cycle, or repeats. It's known as the Sabbath or the day of rest. So the Israelites used to take one day off a week to acknowledge the Lord. Well, you can acknowledge the Lord every single day. But it's good to rest the day, isn't it? Amen? Although the days you rest, you probably clean house, you wash your car, you do all kinds, cut the lawns, you do all kinds of things. But in this, your relationship with the Lord is essential. So you're at rest all the time with him, no matter where you go. Because you're leaning on him, not on your own understanding anymore. Amen? In Leviticus 23, in verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocation, these are my feasts. Now, these are his feasts. Has everybody got it? These are his feasts. It's amazing how many believers do not know the feasts of the Lord. When it is essential, because events happen on the feasts of the Lord or around those days. In fact, there are seven feasts that must be fulfilled. And Jesus has already fulfilled the first four feasts. But that means he's got to fulfill the next three. So they recycle every year until they're totally, completely filled. Then they'll no longer need to be recycling anymore. Somebody got it. So even these feasts recycle. There are seven feasts that recycle every single year until they're completely fulfilled. Then that will be over with. In verse 4, hallelujah, or verse 6, or verse 3, I'm sorry. He says, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day it is the what? Sabbath, which means rest, a solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Now, you got to know that this was the old covenant. Amen? And Jesus brought a new covenant with relationship. So here they are obedient to the laws and rules and regulations. In verse 4 it says, these are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month. Well, this is the first month of the year then, right? You can't have a first month in the middle of the month. I mean, the middle of the year. This is the first month of the year. And I'm going to share something with you which is vitally important. So on the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. Now, we just celebrated the Passover, Feast of Unleavened, amen, Feast of First Fruits, Resurrection, which we call Resurrection, amen. And then 49 days after, actually 50 days, is Pentecost. Hallelujah. But anyways, in this, we just celebrated these. So according to the spiritual calendar of God, the first day of the year is the Feast of Passover. Everybody with me? But see, so many times where people are celebrating the Feast of Trumpets as the new year. But that's incorrect. The Feast of Trumpets of the new year is in the seventh month. So the spiritual feast of the calendar, the spiritual new year, is the Feast of Passover. The agricultural first of the year is the Feast of Trumpets. Is everybody with me? Is everybody okay? All right. So it's actually the seventh month is the Feast of Trumpets. We'll talk a little bit more about this. Hallelujah. So the first month, it's known as Nisan of the year. It's the Passover. Then you've got the unleavened, first fruits, and then Pentecost. I'm not going to go through all of this whole thing. We'll be here till tomorrow. Amen? But we can go through some of these things. Now go to verse 23. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel in the what? Seventh month. So we just went from seventh day to seventh month. Amen? Seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of what? Trumpets, Feast of Trumpets. A holy convocation, and you shall do no customary work in it, and you shall offer an offering made by fire. And the Lord spoke to Moses in verse 26, saying, also on the 10th day of this month. So there's three feasts that are in the same month. Does everybody understand that? And the seventh month shall be the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your souls, in other words, fast, and offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. And you shall do no work on that day, for it is the Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. For any person who is not afflicted in soul on the same day shall be cut off from his people. And any person who does not work on that, who does any work on that same day, that person I will destroy from among his people. God was quite strict about obeying his laws, wasn't he? You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict your souls. In other words, fast. In verse 23, it says, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel on the 15th day of this seventh month. So I'm sharing with you, in this seventh month, amen, there are three feasts that must be fulfilled. These feasts have not been fulfilled yet. Jesus will fulfill these feasts. It's the Feast of Trumpets, amen, which is considered the day of the rapture. The Feast of Atonement, which there will be atonement, war, Armageddon. And the Feast of Tabernacles, and that's where the Lord comes and establishes the tabernacle on the earth for 1,000 years. So we know that hasn't been fulfilled yet. Amen. Is everybody okay? Cool. Again, I want to reiterate that the first month of the first year is known as the Passover. Amen. And there are four feasts that must be fulfilled in that period of time. But the seventh month, and that first one is known, the Passover is known as the spiritual calendar. Amen? The second one is the agricultural calendar, because it's associated with seed time planting and preparation and harvest. Is everybody all right? Cool. All right, let's go to Exodus 12. Now, you got to remember that the Jews were in slavery and bondage for 400 years in Egypt. Amen? And so the Lord was going to cut them loose and bring them out. And so in verse 1, it says here in Exodus 12, now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. That means it's the beginning of a new year. Amen? Here we go again. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of persons, according to each man's need. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day on the same month. then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at what? Twilight. Remember Jesus hung on the cross? Because he was the Lamb of God? Amen? And at twilight is when he died. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the doorposts and on the lentils of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on the night roasted in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs, and it shall eat. Do not eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. So again, this is a feast of Passover. Amen. This is when the Lord saw the blood passed over. Why? Because the spirit of death had been released. Now listen. We are in that cycle right now. I want you to understand something, that we are in it now. And the spirit of death has been released. And there are people who are going to die. God knows who they are. Remember, this is against the wicked, not against the righteous. The righteous are covered by the blood, aren't they? Those who are true repenters are covered by the blood. We are sealed by the blood of Christ and by the Holy Spirit. But many people out there, the wicked, are going to die. And in fact, if you know, there's a lot of people who have been dying. We've had more deaths than in a long time. Millions of people are dying. They're expecting another 3 to 4 or 5 million or more to die. So this is happening. Why? Because we're getting ready to enter another Red Sea moment. And what happened when the Red Sea, when the Israelites were released, they left with all the what? Gold and the silver. They destroyed Pharaoh's kingdom. And they didn't have to touch nothing. God brought the plagues down. They finally surrendered when they lost their firstborn. Amen? They realized that God was more powerful. See, we're going to see this happen again in a certain specific way that God handles this. That's why it's called a mystery. Amen? So we're going to see this recycle. It's happening right now. We're in it. May is going to be a tremendous transition. We will see the collapse of the Babylonian economy. Does everybody get that? Why? Because we're in the cycle. Is everybody okay? Go to Exodus 23 in verse 10. So we've talked a little bit about the seventh day, the seventh month. Amen. How about year? Verse 10, 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in the produce. But the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field may eat. In like manner you shall do with your vineyard and all of your olive grove. Now listen, if people would do this in their farms, there are those who follow that rule, and they are prosperous. But the ones that try to force that land, and it doesn't get a rest, it doesn't get refreshed, they have a hard time. Hallelujah. And verse, So 6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant and stranger may be refreshed. So again, 6 years, 6 years work, seventh year what? Rest the land. Amen? And this is supposed to happen, recycle all the time. Go to Deuteronomy 15, starting at verse 1. Now, at the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release of debts. Woohoo! We're in it. And this is the form of the release. Every creditor who has lent anything to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not require it of his neighbor or his brother, because it is called the Lord's release, or what we call a shemit, or shemitah. Of a foreigner you may require it, but you shall give up your claim to what is owed by your brother, except when there may be no poor among you, for the Lord will greatly bless you in a land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess as an inheritance, only if you carefully obey the voice of the Lord your God. Amen? To observe with care all these commandments which I command you today. For the Lord your God will bless you just as he promised you. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. You shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. This is what we're entering. This is the time that we're in right now. Oh, glory. End of 7 years. It's a sabbatical year. It's known as the Great Release, the Lord's Release. In Leviticus 25, verse 8. And you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself. And he explains it. 7 times 7 years, 49 years. And on the next year is known as a Jubilee, which we are in. And the time of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. Ooh. On the day of what? Atonement, which is the feast after trumpets. You shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land, and you shall consecrate the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you shall return to his possession. Each of you shall return to his family. The 50th year shall be a jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of its own accord, or gather the grapes of its untended vine. For it is the jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat its produce from the field. In this year of jubilee, each of you shall return to his possession. And if you sell anything your neighbor or buy from your neighbor's hand, you shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the jubilee, you shall buy from your neighbor, and according to the number of years of crops shall sell to you. According to the multitude of years, you shall increase its price, and according to the fewer number of years, you shall diminish its price. For he sells to you according to the number of years of the crops. Therefore you shall not oppress one another, but you shall fear your God, for I am the Lord your God. Now again, we are in this now. You are about to see such a transition change. The wealth of the wicked is about to be released into the hands of the righteous, and it will be distributed, whether you did anything or not. Because God is raising up the Joseph ministry to assist. We will be in the, even though it will be some of the chaos times, it will be plenty. Because chaos, in other words, the famine and chaos are going to be parallel. And this is what's going to cause the greatest harvest ever. Because the world is going to see that the wicked have been diminished. Their counterfeit money is no good anymore. Because God's money is gold and silver. And they've been printing off money like it's okay, man. Can you imagine? You go to prison if you got caught doing that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 7 Sabbaths, 7 years, jubilee. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, now, so let's go to Numbers 29 for a second. I want you to know where we're at. Man, we need to be excited about what's about ready to happen. Don't look at it. We're hard pressed everywhere because the enemy is throwing every demonic thing he can out. All hell's being released to come against the body of Christ. They're doing everything they can. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but a lot of the mainstream media, righteous individuals that are telling the truth have been fired. They're being removed. And it's amazing because these guys are so corrupt. So they've got one company that sued them, media, but they're both owned by the same corrupt organization. So they let the lawsuit go. So they give them, sued them for $2 billion or whatever it is. So they give the money back to the... Does everybody understand how... This is how they operate. So they're trying to use that same fiat money, counterfeit money. It's, you know, U.S. dollars counterfeit money. It's no longer going to be recognized. In fact, the BRICS nations are growing faster and faster and faster. Why? Because they're backed by gold and silver. They're done. They know that U.S. currency is Babylonian currency. That is the blood of the demonic forces. You know why they call oil black? What they call black blood? Hello, why? Because oil is from the dead. Where does it come from? It's from things that have been dead for years, you know, through the ages and things that, you know, look at Noah. Look at how many animals and everything were dead. That's all the oil from that which was dead. It's called black gold. So they've been making money off the dead. Think about that. It's all oil. Hallelujah. Verse 1, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work, for it is the day of blowing the trumpets. Yes. Blowing the trumpets. The seventh month, the first day, the trumpets, which is on the seventh month. It is the first day of the agricultural calendar, the physical calendar. Now, I'm going to explain this. So from September to December is what we call the time of preparation. From September to December, it is the time of preparation. From January to April is the time of planting. And these are the seasons. And then from June to August is the harvest. Hallelujah. We are in what they call a Shemitah year, the 7 years of seven cycles. And in that, there's four blood moons. So in 2009, there was four blood moons. In 2016, there was four blood moons. Okay? And again, a generation is 70 or 10 times 7 years, which is 70 years. Now, there's a lot of things that have occurred people don't realize. And again, you know, the release of Egypt as a nation, when they were released from Egypt, amen, and even when they were released, as they considered as a nation by United States and so forth, was the same time in the release, the day of release from the Lord. Now think about this, because in that feast, 40 days or 49 days later, 50 days later, 50 days later, they met after they were released from Egypt. 50 days later, they were at Mount Sinai, which is known as what? Pentecost. So even when the Israelites were released, right, and they left with the gold and the silver and so forth, and then they went through the Red Sea and the Lord opened it up and destroyed, amen? And then and they went into the wilderness, and 50 days later they ended up Mount Sinai, which is known as the Feast of Pentecost. We are in a Shemitah year, 7 years of seven cycles. And again, we are in a time of rebirth, just like Israel's in rebirth. Now, here's something quite wild. When Trump, I mean, there's no coincidence that we had a president called Trump, hello, during this seven-year cycle. The first day of office as president, he was 70 years old. And it was on the seventh month and in the seventh day. Hello. In 2017, he was inaugurated. Amen? 7 years from 2017 is what? 2024. Hello. That means he's going to recycle. The Lord's release of bondage to the of the satanic Babylonian currency will be tremendously big time this month. Things are going to be released. You're going to see an increase. In fact, they are trying to go digital as quick as they can. But even if they go digital, if they don't have no gold or silver, it ain't going to be worth a crap. Amen? In fact, they want to name their coin Unicoin, like unicorn. Give me a break. They might as well put two horns on it instead of one. In the book of Revelations in chapter 13. So again, you know, right now the enemy is trying to discourage. He's trying to distract. He's trying to bring fear. He's trying to get everybody out of position, because if you're not in a position, you're going to miss. You know? He's trying to do all kinds of things so that you can't receive what God has. How do you receive things? By what? Faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the word of God. And hearing the promises of God. Hearing the truth. You know, right now there's a information war going on. You know, think about that. I mean, there is so much information everywhere. You can find anything you want out there. The thing is whether it's truth or not. They're telling you the world is flat, square, rectangular, who knows. I mean, that, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that's trying to do. I could care less. I don't have time for foolishness like that. All kinds of things, you know. I mean, whatever. Revelation 13, verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now, I want you to understand that these are symbolic, but they're associated with the things that they control, like media, medical, governmental. Hello, there's seven major things that they control with ten horns, authorities. Is everybody okay? All right, so don't you can't look at it in the area. Well, this is an animal, with, you know. No, it's not like that. Now, the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave his power, his throne, and great authority. Who's the dragon? Satan. Amen? And I saw one of his heads, one of his authorities, hello, as if it had been mortally wounded. One of the things. Well, what can mortally wound Satan's kingdom? Money. Does somebody get it? Money. This is how the harlot gets brought down. Remember, we are in the time of bringing down the harlot. The Babylonian harlot. Remember it says, ravish themselves and so forth. And I saw one of us had been mortally wounded and his deadly wound was healed. In other words, they're going to come back with something. And the whole world marveled and followed the beast. In other words, they followed that currency, didn't they? So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. Then he opened his mouth and blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in it, in heaven. And it was granted to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Remember that they were going to go digitally. This is where the one world order is going to step in with one world currency, one world government, amen, one world religion. But you and I ain't going to be here. I hope. Hallelujah. We are not accounted for the wrath of God. It doesn't mean we won't see some of these things. Amen. It doesn't mean that seals aren't being broken just because, you know, when a seal is broken, it doesn't mean everything's going to happen at that point in time. Things have been occurring. Seals have been broken. Things are gradual. God just allows things to begin to happen and start. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. And it was granted to make war with the saints and overcome, and authority was given to him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life. Hello. They will what? They will surrender to it. They will worship. They will be grateful. It'll be, you know what happens when socialism takes over? Everybody gets something, right? But they become in bondage, don't they? Amen. But their names were not, they're not in, written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation. And if anyone who has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience of the faith of the saints. Now we must endure. We are watching all of these things take place. Again, the mortal is dismantle of the Babylonian currency, which will be returned again in digital currency. And like I said, they're trying to bring the name up already called Unicoin. You know, this whole Ukraine thing and all of this stuff, it's Ukraine is the hub of demonic forces. It's a hub of child trafficking. It's a hub of their economic transfers. I don't know if you've known or not, but, you know, They've been. Why are they sending billions of dollars? Or why did they start this thing over there? So they can move the money there. Hello. Russia, Putin is a white hat, believe it or not. People don't understand that. He's a Christian. And I'm not saying he's not the perfect man or whatever. But there is the BRIC nations that are coming against Babylon. They are tired of the Babylonian currency. They are tired of the harlot and how it's been run. You know, during the time when they were bringing gold over to the United States and they were taking the currency back of the United States currency, United States was supposed to have been holding all their gold. Well, you know what? They didn't get it. Many of the nations didn't get it. In fact, when Trump was in office and they started moving the gold and taking over, one of the places that had the most gold in the world was the Vatican. They had 747s, shipments of those things daily leaving the Vatican filled with gold. Because the the Vatican uses the money. That's how they distribute the money. Remember when Obama brought all the cash over to Iran? Well, they laundered it from Iran to Ukraine to the Vatican. And then the Vatican distributes it wherever it needs to go. But anyways, when we begin to understand what the heck is really going on, it blows you away. But we are the generation to know these things. And what does God say? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You and I are to know these things and be prepared for what's happening. So we don't lose faith. Look, God's on the throne, and he's got the last say and the first say. They can do whatever they want. You know, this is the only way for the global takedown. It is the biggest sting operation God ever did. Think about this. It's taking the process of time, but it's fulfilling the 7-year cycle. 2017, 2024. Think about this. This year, this month, things are going to increase more and more and more. Things will get worse, but let me tell you, the Joseph ministry, remember there was a time of plenty and a time of famine. What was its purpose? It was to rescue as many people as possible. And that's what we're to do now. We are being prepared. You're not here by coincidence. And the people that are listening to this message are not listening to it by coincidence. God is trying to get the information out to as many people as possible so that they're not freaked out. When all kinds of, because they're going to try to call, they're going to try and call us, oh, World War III. World War III is not coming. All right? But they're going to try and promote, there's going to be fake things. Then we might even have a period of time of blackout. Because you know what? One of the things they don't want to do, one of the weapons is truth. Amen? So they don't want people to know the truth as they begin to take down places. As they begin to go in and start arresting all of these people, they're going to black out all media. They may take down the internet for a few days because they don't want you to know the truth. In fact, the nation may go under martial law. But it's okay. It's just to get us out of the way while the righteous go in and kick butt. So don't freak out. But we're to pray. Our responsibility is warfare, warfare, warfare in the spirit. Amen? Warfare. That's why you got the booklet. There is a warfare prayer in there. It's a perfect prayer for what's going on. Amen? So be prepared. Things are happening. Things are going to seem to get worse, but they are going to get better. And remember, we're going to see a big exchange starting this month. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for your word and for your info. Thank you for preparing us. Thank you. We are honored and blessed, my Lord. And let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be continuously unto you. Let us acknowledge you in all things, Lord. Grant us the ability to build platforms and pathways to your glory and for your glory. In Jesus' name.